Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about execution by beheading and execution by strangling. Mishnah says, Mitzvah Taneheragim. This is what was done to those people who were sentenced to beheading. Hayu matizin et rosho besayif kederech shehamalchut osa. They would cut off the person's head with a sword while he was standing, like the government did in executions. Person standing up and they chop his head off with the sword. Rabbi Yehuda omed nivul huzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says that type of beheading, cutting off a man's head when he's standing, is disgraceful. It's a very embarrassing way, lo alenu, to pass away. The person's body without a head falls to the ground. So therefore, suggests Rabbi Yehuda, Ela manyachin et rosho al hasadan, says Rabbi Yehuda, what they would do is they would lie a person face down and they would place his head on a block, v'kotzetz v'kopitz, and they would chop off his head with an axe. Amru lo, the rabbis told back to Rabbi Yehuda, en mita minuvelet mizo, you think that the first one of a man's is having his head chopped off and then falling to the ground is disgraceful? This is much more disgraceful. This is a much worse way, lo alenu, to pass away. The machloket between them is, according to the Yehuda, the fact that the person's falling to the ground is a bigger disgrace. While the Hachamim would say, no, the breaking of the bones that happens when a person's executed from the back of his neck, that's much more disgraceful. According to the Hachamim, when a person's executed from the front, he dies swiftly and quickly by the cutting of the windpipe. And that is a much less disgraceful way to pass away. Mitzvat hanechenakin, the way that people are sentenced to death through strangling. Hayum shaki'ino to bezevil ad arkubotav. They would take the person and they would sink him into a pile of manure up to his knees so he wouldn't have the ability to move around. Ve'notin sudar kasha letocharaka. They would take a very rough scarf that was tough and they would put it inside of a soft scarf. V'korech al savaro, and they would wrap it around the person's neck. Ze moshech etlo, v'ze moshech etlo. Each two men would stand on the side, they would pull the scarf, and it would choke the person. Ad shenafcho yotzea, until, while they were choking him, his soul left his body until he passed away.